Remind everybody that we will be governed by mutual respect and civility. Thank you. First of all, is there any changes to the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'd like to change the order of the agenda.
Okay.
I'd like to have the committee report by Richard Malter go right at the minutes. On your new business, I think this board needs to have a discussion with regards to how we're going to enforce voting issue. We've got the issue of the LLCs have been voting and stuff, and we've never addressed that.
Oh, voting. I'm sorry, I thought you said...
V-O-T-I-N-G.
Voting. Oh, my old ears, voting.
That goes under new business.
Okay. That's fine. Any other...
And also under new business, it was brought to my attention yesterday that the Allegheny Zoning Board had a meeting, and that they have requested the district opinion as such with regards to the restaurant on Hudson Street. So as a board, I think we need to formulate an opinion to be presented to them.
Any other changes? I would like to add other committees, and I won't move up to, I'll have Rick Malter go ahead, but back down after new business, I would like to do a report on my social and recreation committee, because we are moving forward. So, via the internet. All right, can I have a motion to accept the agenda as amended?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
All favor?
Aye.
Minutes.
Page four. Motion by Rick, approval is given to purchase software for water monitoring equipment. It's $160.
Not $160,000. It is $160,000.
No, it's $160.
Oh, just $160. $160, okay. Big difference. Yeah. Anything else? All right, I will accept a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All favor?
Aye. It's approved.
Okay. Under old business?
No. Committee. Committee.
Oh, you want the committee. You want Rick, okay. Under committee, Rick Malter, would you like to give your report?
Yep. Bunch of us got together. We're forming what we call a 1450 committee, and that is looking at anything that's below 1450 from a dock, break wall perspective, or electrical concerns. We've had a couple meetings. Rick has taken us out and done some of the dock inspections the last couple months as to how he has been doing it in the past, kind of give us some training so that we understand what should be going on and how we should be looking at these docks and trying to help people on the lake get through the grueling tasks of building break walls, putting docks in, and trying to keep it all in somewhat peaceful terms. It is a bigger job than probably any of us volunteers thought it was, and it'll take some time, but we're crowding through. So we had a meeting last night, there was five of us present, and we brainstormed some ideas what we could do, what would be helpful for the lake, people buying new properties, people transferring properties, etc. these are some of the things that we are, we've come up with at this point in the game, that we require that all information on the request for use or change for the district form, that's the form you fill out when you request doing something on a Lake District property, that's fully filled out. Many people forget a survey or a septic inspection or something like that. It's very difficult for the inspectors to figure out where you're going, what you're looking for. There's a description on there that tells what you're trying to do, and then a bill of materials and a whole bunch of other things that are in there that we're recommending that it should be done properly. If it's not, it should be sent back to the person that's requiring, telling them what we're looking for, what's missing, so that we can go out and inspect and not have problems with the neighbors or whatever, or not have an understanding as to what they're trying to achieve. The next things that we're looking at is again, being new to this, we're going out there, we have no clue where your property lines are. We really have no clue where the shoreline that you have use of. So what we're recommending is that when you submit this form, that you go out and you stake out your property lines, the 1450 line, and the area on the shoreline that you feel that you have use of, granted by the Rutherford Lake District, as well as any docks or brick walls that you're planning on doing, so we can have a visual of here's the paperwork, here's the survey, here's five people taking a look at it, trying to figure out, does it make sense, does it infringe upon somebody else's area, or anything like that, so we can say yay or nay, or we need more information. On that form also, when it comes back to you, is permission to do whatever, and also if we feel that you need to go to the Department of Environmental Conservation for additional information as to what they may require. And that will be up to you. The committee will be sending a representative to the local realtors so that when realtors transfer properties, that they can say Rutherford Lake has policies or has a packet that we're trying to give out so that people, when they buy a piece of property, don't walk up, buy a piece of property, and find out they don't have a dock or they don't have really good dock rights or they don't have a license to use a dock or what the usage is of the lake. So they have a good idea of what they're buying rather than thinking they're going to get more or less than they are bargaining for. Also, that the Rutherford Lake District will be requesting from the community docs to get copies of their dock agreements. When there's community dock, there's supposed to be dock agreements amongst the people that use it, and some of the agreements are not resident here, so we, again, can't tell who's on the dock committee or who's on the dock itself, so two people decide they want to change something, two other people have no clue that's going on. We want to understand that so that we know that everybody knows what's going on with that particular dock. And also, we will be renumbering the docks so that we have consistent numbering, possibly both numbers and colors by areas. You've seen the signs around area A, B, C, D, etc. We're going to try to match that somehow, maybe with a color or something, so that if there is an emergency on the lake, anybody can say, I'm at dock 472, its color is green. Whoever you're calling might have a better chance of getting to that point in time to fix something, if there is. Or it makes it a whole lot easier for us as the committee members to look around and find that specific dock that you put in there and quickly get there rather than spend an hour chasing around the lake and not have a clue where you are. Just one second. I think that's pretty much it. Rick has some more things that he'll talk about as the district or director. Yeah, question back there?
I like that idea of the lake thing or the area thing. Would you incorporate that, like in A-100 as the area A, 100, 101, or 102 or something? I'm suggesting that might be a nice way to do it.
Yeah. That would be a good idea. We're thinking about colors. We're also, the only issue there is currently I think we have B designation for backlot.
Backlot, right.
But maybe we can come up with some other scheme. But it's a good idea. And just make it a whole lot easier for anybody that's on the lake to say, I got a problem and I'm in front of this dock. Other questions? Just as a sidebar, just to let everybody know, there have been some break-ins on the lake in Area A and Area B, so be very cognizant of...
Area E.
Area A and Area B.
E also.
Area E also.
Area E also?
The police were just there.
Yes.
Monday.
So, what the people that I know of, pretty much sounds like young kids, stereos, CDs, booze, money. No tools, so you know the next duty work. So, you know, be very cognizant of what's going on around the lake, and hey, don't feel embarrassed about walking up to people and saying, what are you doing here, and can we help you or something? I've been doing that to the sheriff, the state trooper, and the DEC, and other people that drive by just to see what's going on, so, just so you're aware. Thanks.
I would thank you, Rick, and the committee, before, and I think we need to vote on this, I think it's a really solid policy. But before we do that, Davis, head of the committee, would you introduce everybody who volunteered?
Yeah. Mike Holmes, you want me to stand or... Okay, Rich Walter. Ray Sears, he's going to be joining our committee right now. And Bill Witkoff is our other one. And Maggie, she was at our last docket inspection. She was not at the president of the meeting last night, but she should be at the committee also. So there would be seven of us. And Ray's a contractor. He's been building docks around the lake for many, many years. So he knows which is the proper way to do it. And he actually has all the building codes and everything. I don't know if you brought them with you tonight, Ray.
I just brought the stuff that the Lake District gave me.
The stuff that the Lake District gave him. See, I don't have a copy of that myself. So.
When we were forming committees, Dave volunteered, and I want to read an email I got, which I think is, it just speaks of this whole process.
Oh, yeah.
One of the fellows emailed me and says, I think the dock inspection committee is brilliant, especially as a buffer to settle conflicts before a public battle may take place at a regular meeting. Also, the negative bias is removed, and respect to one's frontage and efforts has replaced it. And I just think that speaks really well, and I think we're finally on the right track. So thank you.
One other thing, Rick Kurczewski's also on.
Yes, Rick is our resident long-term dock inspector for how many years now, Rick?
Seven.
And he's given us all a good education. There's so many things, like last night our meeting was 3 hours, the previous meeting was maybe 2 hours, and believe me, we're getting school very well. He knows his job well. Excellent.
I think what was formulated, the rules and regulations, I think ought to be put in policy, shouldn't they? Is that what this is? Okay. All right. We will vote on this soon. All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Yeoman's job.
We'll be meeting twice a month now until summertime, actually.
Since that was a report on the dock committee, do we want to go right into this policy?
That's why I put it there, because okay. The whole business and the first thing on whole okay. business is policy.
And Rick, you wrote this policy up. The only other thing, and I didn't really see it here, but I would suggest that as a number 7, we have any new dock or breakwall, any parties affected. Might be affected by any changes or anything new being done should at least be notified of when this is coming up at a meeting. Can we do that?
I don't agree with that. If we're dealing especially with a front lot, okay, it's the board's and the district's duty, okay, to make sure that it doesn't pose a navigation hazard, doesn't infringe on other people's rights of way or navigation or hang over the lines or anything else. That's why this committee was formed, for additional set of eyes. I don't believe that we need, you know, if it's a front lot especially, we don't need the opinions from either side. If the district says that dock or that break wall is acceptable by our policy. We own the property, that's it.
Well, I know, for example, there was, yeah, Rick?
Yeah, one other thing that we talked about in the committee was, we're asking people to stake out the 1450, mm-hmm. and the shoreline. Well, that is by itself giving a neighbor some indication that something's happening. Let's assume the neighbor's here. That's similar to what they do to anybody in a town. If you're staking out your own personal property, unless it's a variance, you have to tell your neighbors you're going to put a new house up or whatever. You can just do it. This is at least giving them some idea that something's going on, and maybe it'll bring to light if there's an issue.
The reason I brought it up, Mike, you had an issue with some stuff that was going to be done down in your area, and you brought that up to us. And I'm just, again, because that could have impacted on you. And that's why, but what if you'd been out of town?
Well, the commission, I went and did the inspection.
I know, but would you have known?
That's what I just said to you. I did know. Mm-hmm. I did know that that was an infringement on him.
How did you know?
By looking at it.
Okay, because I know Mike came and talked to several of us individually, so.
I had already brought it before the board. We had originally tabled the rolling request. We initially tabled the rolling request for the length of the dock. Mm-hmm. Okay? Then they came to us when we denied their request, and they wanted to leave it the same width, but then have the boats on each side. And that's when the commission said, no, you can't do that because you're not contained within it. So that's when we went down there, did the inspection, and came up with a new proposal containing them within it.
I suppose we always could amend this if we had to down the road. For whatever reason it wasn't, just like with the committee. We probably could amend it. All right, then I will entertain a motion to accept this policy change.
Wait, I do believe we should read it aloud.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Policy change, effective 11-15-07. I hereby propose to amend the RLLD Paris policy with respect to new license application dock inspections for either a new or existing dock or breakwall. Number one, when applying for a license transfer, the parties applying for the transfer must be present at the meeting. The owners can opt to be represented by someone other than themselves, providing that notice is given to the district prior to the meeting. Number two, when application number one is the original policy change that I requested at the last meeting. These are additional policy changes that have been brought up since with regards to the committee. Number two, when application is made to the district for license transfer, the property in question must be clearly marked as to the property lines for 1450 elevation. If there is a dock to be transferred, that dock must be marked with surveyor's tape, which is provided by the district so that the marking can be clearly seen from the water. If there is electrical service below the 1450, and electrical inspection must be there on file or provided within 90 days. Number three, application for license transfer is made for a community dock. An updated community dock agreement must be submitted at the time of the application. If there's no community dock agreement or the applicant requires more time to acquire the majority of the other members, a 90-day extension shall be granted. Number four, when an application is submitted for a dock or breakwall to be either rebuilt, new construction, or new construction, as part of the application, the following must be attached. Complete list of building materials. Location of proposed construction to be clearly staked out. Property laying staked out at both the 1450 and the water edge. Complete description of proposed work and scale drawings. Number five. Should at the time of the application the above aforementioned requirements not be met, the district secretary has the authority to reject the application in its entirety. Number six, should the applicant not receive the proper permits in a timely fashion, the district may charge that person with trespass or limit use of their district property.
Does this have to sit on since it's a policy change? Not actually, it's not in the group. Then I will entertain a motion to accept this policy change as read.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And Rhonda, you'll have this ready for the public. You emailed it, right?
Yeah, I had a copy for you.
Okay. There's a what, oh, a hand up? Yes.
As for this policy, as in number one, if someone isn't present, is it going to be tabled until someone is present? Is it going to be rejected or just tabled?
It will be given notice.
Okay.
So we give a notice for our next meeting, correct?
And then if they're not there, it'll be rejected or denied?
Well, should the applicant not receive the proper permits in a timely fashion, the district may charge that person with trespass or limit use of their property. If they refuse to respond, then they're going to face consequences.
I just have a question about that last part. When I'm reading the whole front part of this, it sounds like someone's asking to rebuild a dock or a break wall, or it's not something that the district has insisted upon. Shouldn't that be in this part six? I mean, if I just want to rebuild my dock because I want it bigger, I mean, this last part really wouldn't apply, would it?
Well, yeah, it would kind of, Bill. Because if it's simple repair, it's not required by us, right? But if it is a rebuild, then if it's not staked out for us...
No, I'm talking about it, so should the applicant not receive the proper permits in a timely fashion, the district may charge that person with trespass or limit the use of the district. I'm talking about someone that wants to just make their dock bigger. Well, there's nothing wrong with their dock. It's
right.
A good repair. They just want to make it bigger.
But they still have to come to us, though, for us to okay it.
But it seems like something that strong would only apply if the district has a problem with that structure, like it's in need of repair or...
Not necessarily, because if he doesn't come to us to rebuild the dock, okay, and he's 5 foot over the property line?
No, I'm talking about a person that's all legal.
Okay.
He's perfectly legal. He just wants to make his dock...
Well, then all he's got to do is come to us and get the permit, and we'll okay it.
But I think in the past what we did is if someone didn't complete the work by a certain period of time, they had to reapply. But I thought this is pretty strong. This is almost referring to someone that's got a problem dock or a problem break wall. That you take an action that strong. You know, charge a person with trespass or...
Well,
the other thing we kind of talked about was this is a lot of on the community docks where we don't have any understanding of what they're doing or what their bylaws are, and it's trying to get past for them and haven't got them. They don't have them, that we're just saying, you know, you ought to get off the dime and do this.
I don't have a problem with that. I just think it should be a little more explained. You know, I think there should be a little more wording in there as to when we would charge someone with trespassing.
Well, that would be the board's decision.
There are a few docks out there right now that they've had their permits. They've had a couple of years to build their docks. Their docks are not complete, correct?
Break walls in particular.
Break walls and the docks, which we have seen. You know, but we want to get these docks completed. So in order to get them completed, we'll notify them. So first, we're going to notify them before we take off their dock. We're going to notify them that they have their dock complete by such and such a time. Otherwise, we are going to take it off. You won't be able to use your dock.
Okay.
This is designed for the people that don't want to be cooperative. If you're cooperative, this will never come into play, right?
Right.
I just want to make sure
that's the case. Yeah, that's the case.
Because if I all of a sudden decide I want to add 3 feet to my dock and I don't get to it in a year, but I got your permission, I don't want to be charged with trespass.
Well, number one, the permit's good for 18 months, okay? Well, we grant you a permit, it's good for 18 months. But we gave you the permit, so the permit's okay. This is for the people, like on Trail 6, for example, okay? We got a gentleman that yanked out the break wall, tore out his lift, and added 4 feet of frontage to his property. This is a gentleman that, unless he comes to us in a reasonable amount of time to get the proper permits, that's when that would be enacted. If you came to us, we approved the permit, okay, and you didn't get around to it, that's fine.
But all I'm saying is six, I think, should have a little more.
Can we put a little bit more?
I think it should be embellished a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's a little clearer as to when the district would take those kinds of steps. What would the applicant have to do, or fail to do for that matter, for those steps to be followed?
Any of the above five steps. If he didn't meet any of those criteria, then the district would have the ability to impose.
One other thing that we were going to do is we're not going to take anyone's dock away from them, because that would be devaluing their property. We would temporarily suspend their use of that dock until the dock was completed. That's all. Correct? Well, we're not going to take anyone's dock away.
No, I understand.
We're not going to pull their license.
And I don't think that's the intent of anything.
No.
No, no, I understand that. We're not all I'm saying is that number six should be maybe three or four sentences more.
Yeah. A little more detail.
Just so people understand when they would get into that situation.
The reason I left it open-ended like that was so that the sitting board could make that decision when to enforce it. That's the reason I left it open-ended, so that when, you know, the problem is presented to the board, then it would be a board decision to continue.
Yeah, in point in case that he's talking about is this person is building, you think he's building this break wall, and no permits, no nothing, and in another 2 to 3 days, he's going to be done. So if we say 90 days, he's done, he's out of there, boom. Then he's got, then if it comes to the push, comes to shove, then he's got to rip it out. If you can say, stop now, get your permits and then carry on. If that's the case, then it makes it a little easier.
Okay. Well, you see my point.
Yeah, absolutely. Six, maybe there's six, a couple words they can, there's words stuff that make it sound a little put in nicer. I don't know.
And I mean, I appreciate the suggestion. Just like I said, I mean, I want it to be strongly worded, but I want it to be a board decision when that should kick in. I mean, that was my intent.
I have two questions. I'm guessing that you would want that attached to the request form and people pick it up?
Correct.
The other one is, as it stands right now, I issue permits and they're good for 1 year. If they don't get the work done, they can come to me for a renewal, and I renew it for another year. Do you still want that to remain the way it is?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a year, not a year and a half.
Are you sure I could still renew them?
None of this is designed for 95% of the people.
Right. That's true.
This is designed for the five. And unfortunately, that's what this board has faced over the last couple of years, is the 5%, not the 95%. Right. And we have not, as a board, acted to protect ourselves from the five.
What I'm saying is that the 95% of the people read number five, and then they read number six, and they go, oh my God.
Well, now maybe they'll believe that we're serious. Right?
Well, I think there should be in there that there has to be some violation in order for us to take a step like that. There has to be some apparent violation of district policy. Either a dock is in disrepair, or a person has disregarded the instructions of the DEC or the district. I think that should have in there that
you put a couple of
bad guys,
examples.
You're going to go after it as number six, not the good guys. You're going to go after the bad guys.
Yes, but I want everybody to have the fear of God.
Well, you'll get the fear of God.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for.
But why can't we, Rick, why can't we just do an example, the two or three you talked about? And it might be more, but at least
it just seems like it's a
We're trying to make this easier and more user-friendly for the customers.
I know. But what I'm saying is the good people read 95%, and I think I'm one of the good people.
Absolutely.
And then I read number six, and it's holy smokes.
Yes.
You know,
well, then, I guess.
Where did they go?
That should be actually.
What happened?
I guess, well, we already approved it.
Well, I'm just offering a suggestion. If you want, you want to change the wording.
Well, no, we can amend the we can amend this policy change at the next meeting.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right, because we already approved this policy change.
Okay.
All right, then I want to get this in writing, though. Is there a motion to amend this at the next meeting?
Yes. I'm so motion.
Okay, I'm also.
Do you want to take a stab at that? Rewriting that, or who's going to rewrite it? You want to rewrite it, or Ron?
I think the whole committee.
Yeah, our committee's going to.
You'll work on it.
Somebody's going to rewrite that.
We're not good writers.
Yeah. I think that will end up being fair, perceived as more fair to everybody. Yeah, I think so. That's a good idea. All right, moving along. Anything on John Bernhard Trail 4 on their old?
He came in to see me today. I was heading back to Vermont, but. He said they had a meeting on the 27th.
Who's they?
Yep, they had a meeting on the 27th.
Okay.
And John refused to participate in what the district had ordered.
So this needs no action?
None. It's going to proceed as we voted on.
Under the launch building, I had Rhonda put that on. We need to get some windows fixed. We need to get door handles and locks on the doors. Tom is not here, but he's willing to do it, but he wants the board to authorize him to do it. He wants it formally.
I was under the opinion that we already did.
That's why I opened up the account at Monday Lumber.
Right.
I was over there the other day. No, there's
authorize
doors
it?
Wide
you
open.
You voted on it? Well,
I understand
you didn't
that.
Formally vote on it. Well, I think he wants us to formally vote
but,
on
but
it.
But we did
so
open
moved.
Up the account, and I thought
thank you.
Now, wait a minute. Why does he want us formally to vote on it?
He's being questioned with regards to spending district money.
I understand that. But I was under the opinion that this was all taken care of, but the building was going to be finished and painted, the windows were caulked, and then whatever had to be done was what we already talked about. But we got to have a motion to finish it up, I will make a motion.
Thank you. Is there a second? Okay. All in favor?
I want to see it done.
Yeah. Before too much more snow.
I have to come with data. Yeah. Just time to get this thing done.
Okay. Will you call me tomorrow? Okay. All right. Any other old business? Okay. Under new business. I went to the Federation of Lakes meeting. What do we have in front of it?
It didn't make me do it at the very end. I just wanted to talk to you.
I went to the Federation of Lakes meeting. Basically, a lot of the discussion involved situations which go on in the bigger lakes, Skinny Atlas and Honeyoy and the what I call seaweed, which we don't have a problem with here. I was pretty disgusted when they asked who would be willing to host next year, and one of the women from Cuba Lake suggested that they could host. And a woman from Silver Lake, which is not that far away, said, oh, that's too far for me to go. At that point, I thought, well, maybe I don't want to be a part of this group. But anyway, that was my experience. I couldn't believe that Cuba was too far away from Silver Lake.
You should have told them it's been a lot of years time with that person.
I did in certain words, yes, I did. All right. DEC meeting. What is this? Oh, the
that's the meeting that David and
Bill went to. Okay. Do you want to report on that?
VEC meeting we went yesterday, approximately there was maybe 12 people present. Mr. King's attorney, our attorney, and the people from the DEC, and the people that did the drawings. Well, anyway, actually there was, the one holdup was that the DEC thought that we should have two applications instead of just one application.
Which we've never done before.
We've never done. So they're going to go with the one application.
Okay.
But I know they said that there was going to be like 2 or 3 days that they were going to get everything together and approve it.
So everything's been resolved?
Everything's been resolved.
I have a question, why?
And with the new applications now, they don't want us to have, we don't have to have a new application or a separate application when someone puts a request in or asks to our DEC. But Rhonda has to sign the back of the application, you know, that we had a meeting and that we approved for them to go to DEC. We're not giving them a permit at that point.
Right, we're just saying that.
We're just saying that we met with them.
Right.
When we approved that they could go to the DEC.
Okay.
Is that the message that you received from Bruce today, basically?
I thought we were going to keep doing it the same way, the way we
the same talked, way, but that's the way I understood it.
Yeah. But they want you to sign the...
Right, they won't proceed with anybody's application until I say they have
right.
permission.
They got permission
from
and sent it.
Yeah. That's basically
okay. All right.
The same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
What was this two applications?
Well, because it was two different docks being built, so they thought that there should be one for each dock.
Okay. Just but kind of holding up the words, but it's resolved, so. Without setting any kind of
that's,
different precedent.
That is a good one, it is resolved.
Yes. Oh, yes, it is. Yes. Okay, going on to the emergency booklet. This came about because of the tragedy we had 2 weeks ago with the drowning. And fortunately, Rhonda was here, but there's times when Rhonda's ill or is not here, and Rhonda has volunteered to put together a notebook, if you will, of emergency contact numbers, such as Bobby Conroy's or Tom Thomas's for the dam, correct?
Isn't that already in effect with this dam emergency? DAP. It's already there.
Is it there?
We have that emergency action plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so you're just going to make copies and maybe give them a read upstairs? Or what was your thought?
Well, they all have that, actually, but sometimes they I don't know if they don't look at it or they just don't know where to go. I was just thinking of having something right here with just the basics, just the phone numbers. Okay. And
should you not put that list? Let's see, at the beach, at Belka Beach, at the dam gate, right here on the door.
Yeah. Right, that's a good idea.
Just
excellent.
Because
yeah.
people are running around and...
it could be where the signs are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the big signs of the picture, Rusher Lake, where all the hot blue streets are.
Yeah,
there too.
Yeah.
I mean, because then they've done that before. It's
And I'm very grateful to everybody who pitched in. I know Bill, you did. I don't know who else was down there.
Bob did.
Bob trying to help in a really sad situation. And that points out something else. I've talked to a couple other people, and I think it wouldn't hurt to look for some kind of rescue vehicle, such as an amphibian. Vehicle. Now they're very expensive, and I'm not saying use district money, but I get a lot of grant information through my office in the county, and I'm willing to look for a grant for something like that. And maybe it's something that could actually be done with the towns of Canyadea, Rushford, maybe even Cuba Lake. Maybe we could get something like that, some kind of amphibian rescue vehicle that could be used by several governmental agencies.
And that'd be something that the fire department would really be the best place to have something like that, or...
Possibly. They may not want to do the actual grant writing, but certainly if they wanted to, if either Rushford or Canadia doesn't make, Houghton has a fire department. But I've had a little experience in grant writing, and I would be willing to see what I could put together if I find anything like that. It's just something to think about for the future, because we could use something like that.
Could I ask Bob a question?
Sure.
When you were there, Bob, did the fire departments bring in rescue boats or anything?
Eventually, I got a call from the chief of Cuba, because he's a personal friend, and asked me if I would put a boat in the water, and I did. We had enough people available at the time. We carried one of James K's boats down in front of James K's house, and I spent the day dragging for the body with it. So, you know, Mr. K, a word of thanks, too.
And I know Dale offered his party boat, the pontoon boat. Gary, were you there?
No,
I'm not. Well, anyway, I wish it had had a better outcome, but we appreciate the work that all of you did. And Bill, I appreciate you keeping Rhonda informed, because I kept calling her to find out what was going on.
Well, I appreciate Rhonda helping and her listening. I mean, I'm just nobody. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have to listen to me at all. I'm going to give her credit for not bucking me with the problem, I guess, and just, you know, help, doing the best she could to solve the problem. That was very nice of her.
Okay, it's just something, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and look for grants. That's okay.
And along with you, bear in mind, there's a vehicle, a place to start a vehicle.
Yeah, I know. And the fuel. But again, that is something, if we did something like that, maybe we could have a cooperative agreement with all the, I mean, I know there's fire companies that, you know, have these mutual aid situations, and I can foresee something like that maybe developing.
Well, the fire company, they're usually the first ones that get a call out.
Right.
At the beach, if the Rushford had one, then you would have, you know, the other one.
Houghton has a real good fire department.
I'm on Rushford, and there's a lot.
But they could use that down the riverbed also.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, and Cuba Lake has, you know, I'm just thinking we may even be able to go to some private individuals, too, if we can. I don't know, it's just something I want to work on. It's not something that's going to instantly materialize, but I just thought, you know, if that was my kid, I sure as heck would.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, okay, sorry.
Getting back to this Mr. K thing, I want to make a motion that the board formally thank him for starting the vote.
Is there a second on this?
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. Stain.
Okay. So that's 3-1 extension. That would be nice. And if you want my help, I can help right now. Okay, thank you, Gene. That was a good suggestion. Let's move on here now. How to enforce voting. Okay. Rick, would you want to go ahead with that?
Well, we had, you know, when we went to go through the legislation, everybody was in a big brouhaha about how their voting rights were going to be changed. Well, the legislation never, ever said change anybody's voting right. 78 specifically says natural persons. And over the course of the last couple years, or over the course of many years, we have had people voting that were not natural citizens, that are LLCs. Or they're other than a natural citizen. My concern is that some point in time, the district is going to be charged with voter fraud for allowing these people to vote. So so I think as a board, we need to go through, look at who did vote and who shouldn't have voted, and inform them before the next election whether or not they have the right to vote.
I know our attorney, Charlie, is working with Dave Pullen on that legislation. So they are, you know, that's what we charged them doing, was to work on.
When did this come about?
Pardon?
Pullen did this about.
Well, if you remember, until we get the town's approval, this legislation will never happen.
I realize that, but I didn't want to know when Pullen...
We had a meeting, myself and Charlie.
I thought the board was supposed to be informed of all actions.
I'm sorry, that's mea culpa.
No, it's...
We charged Charlie to work on the legislation.
Right, but we didn't charge Pullen.
No, but we've got to have Pullen's approval.
I realize that, but all the board should have been informed of that.
That's my fault, I didn't inform.
And we can't have this. We're a board, and everybody has to be on board.
And I should have reported back to you that I did meet with Phil Stockton and Bruce, or Charlie. And Charlie brought along one of his associates, and Micah Brazek. And that was back in October. That had been after our board meeting. But Charlie was going to work on the legislation.
That was good.
And then Dave was going to review it.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we should wait for Bill to get here, but, I mean, I've got some serious reservations with spending any more money on this legislation at all.
Okay, all right. Then maybe we ought to terminate it.
I think that should be a board decision.
Okay.
But I would request that we wait till Bill's here, but I can't see throwing money, good money after bad, I'm afraid.
Okay. That's fine.
I was led to believe the town was against it, but other than the county, and all of a sudden Pullen was involved here.
There were some things that the town was very supportive of.
Like?
Possibly allowing some changes in the voter rules.
That wasn't part of our legislation.
That wasn't part of any legislation. There wasn't no changes in any voters.
Right, that was not part of our legislation, so that's the town's.
The original one was...
Right. That's the town's interest, not the district. That legislation had nothing whatsoever to do with changing votes. So that's the town's interest, not ours.
We've been allowing building the voters to vote part of the way, I think, originally.
Do you want Charlie to give us a report, or do you want to...
No, I don't want to. I just want to know legislation. If something's going to be changed, we should all know about it.
I don't think we need to spend any money on this. I think as a board, we can say, you know, that 78 says this. These people have been voting in violation of 78. They should be notified prior to the next election. That's simple. It doesn't cost... I'm sick of cutting money on attorneys.
Okay.
Last time I knew the town was against the list, I mean, I agree with Rick on spending money. Why should we spend any more of these people's money on a dead horse?
Okay.
The voting thing.
That's a town's issue, not ours.
Yeah, that's a town's issue.
Well, then I think that...
town wants to split the bill up.
That our attorney ought to be notified to stop working on this, like...
Yesterday.
Well, we got to wait for Bill for the full board input. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. Yeah, I would like to wait for Bill.
Because Bill's been on this.
He's been incremental since the legislation from the start.
Question?
You're talking about taking votes away from people who are retired, who have put their homes into a security trust to protect themselves and to be able to pass it on to their children. You're targeting Mr. K here, Rick. I own three front lot properties on this lake and one back lot. They're all held in an LLC, and I've been here for a long time, and you're saying that you should have a right to vote as a backlotter, and I shouldn't. That's not right. I think you should be taking this the other way.
What I'm
saying... The people that have properties on this lake that have put them into a trust or an LLC for protection against insurance, liability, to help their kids or whatever, you're taking away, you're wanting to take away, I think if you're going to change anything, you ought to change Chapter 78 to include those people.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to change anything.
You're saying that you should be notifying people whose properties are held in an LLC that they're not natural persons, that they can't vote.
Right, because
what you just
obviously
said,
they were unaware.
I own three properties on this lake.
Are you going to listen to me or not?
I hear what you're saying.
That
you're taking away my right to vote.
Is it my fault that you're not a natural person?
No, but...
Done.
How many people here have properties in an LLC? The guy that owns the marina, you're taking away his right to vote. But you're giving... You as a backlotter will have a right to vote. That's great.
That's because I'm not in violation of 78. You are.
Oh.
Pretty simple.
So a person has to read Chapter 78 before they put their cottage into an LLC?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Wait a minute.
None. None. And it's because you're targeting one person.
Anything else?
You're targeting one person, Rick.
You want to say it again?
Did I stutter?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Can you change 78? Why do we want to spend the money on it?
That was not our issue when we went to the legislation. That's an issue that was brought up by the towns. The towns want to change, let them spend the money. We never had any intentions whatsoever of addressing that.
I think that was one of the things that came up at our public hearing, that there were a lot of people in the audience that were quite concerned about that. Because apparently there are retirees and there are other people.
But that was in the original.
I realize that, but just because when we opened the door on this legislation, I mean...
You educated us.
Then the public was asked to give input, and that's what came out of this meeting.
We're not blaming you as the board. We're blaming the ones back in 81 that wrote Chapter 78. We'd like to see that change.
I guess what I don't understand in all this from then to now is why the towns haven't changed that someplace down the road with all their brilliant attorneys and everything. They must have been able to pick that up.
But isn't it our voting policy? Because if I don't go down to the towns to vote, I come here to sign up to vote. So
they have, according to them, they've got governing powers over the board.
So, do we ask them to include those people?
Why not? If you want to change, that's the place to start.
I mean, maybe, just a suggestion.
We can't change
maybe
here.
The people that have those form a committee and go from the town. Is that something they could do?
Yeah, but someplace down the road, somebody's going to come in here and accuse us of voter fraud because we've been allowing this to happen.
That's something that is true, and that could happen.
And then we will be in all the crap.
When
you start dealing with voter fraud, which indeed it is.
So you're saying the town of Kennedy or Rushford has control of that legislation?
That's
what they're telling us by vetoing, by blocking the legislation that Senator Young presented. The two towns are saying they're in control of 78. We are not in control of our own destiny. That's what they said. Period.
Okay. If in fact they could, after we take off and form a committee and go ahead and do this, is it something, when it gets all said and done, with the Lake District?
We wouldn't have any choice but to...
You wouldn't have any
choice. We have no choice. We have no say in the matter, obviously.
So that sounds like it's a town issue.
Correct.
That's
exactly what we never tried. Bob, does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, but I don't see why you're all of a sudden going to take away people. You're going to all of a sudden say, because of voter fraud,
there in the first place, actually.
You're saying that me as an owner of a piece of property, because it happens to have an LLC at the end of it, I'm not a natural person. I think you better define that.
It's not up to us to define it.
What makes,
you can't change it.
What makes me not a natural person because I have an LLC on my property? You're telling me that you're going to send me a letter saying that I... Give me the definition, Rick.
Of a natural person?
Yep.
It is a non-incorporated individual.
Okay. Where does that come from?
State of New York.
New sure?
The answer is yeah, it is. It is. It's a state it's law.
State law.
Do we try to be, what do you say here? Neutral, thank you. Do you have any other corporations that vote in any town things? Do they have the option to vote for president or senator? No.
No.
So is it something that, to me, it sounds like...
It's precedent setting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, is what it is.
But it's something that if Bob Sheldon desire, would it not make sense for him to probe the town a little bit? I don't know.
Absolutely. He's more than welcome to.
I would think so, yes.
It's not in our realm. The towns have ruled that we have no control over our destiny.
In fact, it might be actually something that should go to the state level rather than just even the towns, because this is basically a state law. Yes.
Just because the towns say you have no power, is your attorney agreeing with that?
We're not going to spend the money on it.
No, but Senator Young has said that she will not, unless we get the towns to agree, she will not support that through them.
I'm just saying, from that, for other issues in the future, we have no power for the rest of the establishment of the rest of the duration of this district.
When it comes to 78, no. That's what they have specifically established.
Well,
but
we don't have the ability to amend 78.
Okay.
That's what the town said by going to Senator Young. They know best.
But I do think this is something that needs to be approached on it. Start with the towns and then maybe go to the state. Because I think there's ways that one person can represent an LLC and that one man, one vote rule would then follow. But I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say for sure.
Well, that's why I'm asking for a definition on natural persons, and what I'm getting is it's a state.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the way it should be.
But
that won't happen in the presidential election, the way, or the town election. That won't happen.
But if an LLC designates one person...
Right, I agree with that on this. I'm 100% behind that.
Well, we don't have the right to say that. It's got to be the law.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if they own property on the lake, pay taxes on the lake, that corporation ought to have one vote.
One vote, yes.
I agree with that 100%. But that's, I didn't write it.
Right.
That's my...
All right, so at our next meeting, Rhonda, would you put on the agenda that we will bring up the legislation and have a discussion again as to whether or not we discharge Charlie from it?
Who's getting more money?
Right.
We're sending these people to lose money for nothing.
Yeah. Okay, anything else on that, or should we go on? Okay.
Can I just say something about this legislation?
Yeah.
Just so I just understand this. You went to this meeting with Dave Pullen and all the town officials. Mm-hmm. Did Dave Pullen say at that meeting that he would come up with some kind of a document to give to Charlie as to what he objected about the legislation, or are they putting it all in our corner?
No, they went through point by point. And basically what the towns are saying we do have the authority to enforce violations. And in fact, Jerry, were you at that meeting or no?
No.
Mike Abrazek offered Gary to, if we've gone through all the steps and if someone is violating, say for example, they're violating their dock rights, okay? They can be arrested after warning them. They can be arrested for trespass. And Gary was charged with that, correct?
That's right.
I talked with him about that. Now, Charlie doesn't see that we have that right. But the towns do. And the towns are willing to back it up.
Did they discuss, did you guys discuss this one, this voting thing?
No.
That's the whole issue, the whole thing, to begin with.
Yeah, no, we didn't discuss it. We just discussed the...
That's what we should be discussing, my opinion.
But that wasn't, you were right, that wasn't what was changed.
So are they coming up with the, was the result of this that they are going to come up with their proposal as to how? No.
No. Is there any way possible that we could sit down with the town board and Rushford with this commission?
We tried that.
You did try that.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, we were told to come back something.
I just thought...
I agree, we should. There's three that has to be ironed out. This voting thing is one of them.
Right.
If we're in violation, this board, or this... Someday or another, somebody's going to catch up to it.
The point I'm trying to make, if they hold the cards, if they say no, no matter what we write, it's over with. Mm-hmm. If that's the playing field we're on, then their attorney should come up with a proposal that we can look at, not our attorney, because we're not going to spend the money just to have them say no again. Do you see, would that be acceptable?
I'm done with it, Bill. Sorry.
Well, I'm just saying...
That's my opinion. I think
that legislation in place would have saved this district a pile of money.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it was designed to do.
Okay, because I don't care who you are. If you were fined $1,000 a day for that fence, you would have gotten it down long before it came down. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that fence was put up, obviously, without the permission of the Rushford Lake Recreation District. So this legislation, I feel, has merit. Mm-hmm. But I have to agree with Rick. I mean, why should we spend legal fees just to draw up another document to have them say no again?
Rejected.
Am I right or wrong?
I agree wholeheartedly. That's why I brought it up.
Gene, to answer your question, Rhonda had a good point.
Said... Should we go back and you guys can, I'm not a commissioner or anything like that, but, I mean, can't we propose something like that to the towns?
Sure.
And say, we are not going to spend another nickel to have you say no. You tell us what you think would be fair enforcement rules for this board. Have your attorney write it up and have him give it to our attorney.
Before we even spend another dime, the board take a look at it.
All right, the board. Okay. But I'm saying, I agree with you. I mean, I got a $9,000 invoice in here for this nonsense.
Right.
Oh, okay. That we got told no on again. All right. So I feel your pain.
Well, I don't know if everybody's pain in here. That's really the
most. Now, again, do you want to make any kind of motion? Or wait till Bill is here?
Well, wait till Bill's here, but okay. I'm just trying to say what I would do on this. If I was a commissioner, I would go to them and say, okay, guys, you tell us what is acceptable to you, because they got all the cards. We could have Abraham Lincoln reincarnated and write it, and they still wouldn't accept it. Mm-hmm. So as long as we've got a dialogue going with them, the ball's in their court. Let them write the legislation up, give it to us for review, mm-hmm. and that's where we stand.
Yeah.
Why doesn't some of this channel through the two commissioners that are appointed by the towns?
This is the first time it's been brought up tonight.
Why is it going back to the town boards, to the commissioners, to report back to this board? Isn't that their job?
No, but tonight is the first time we've had this discussion. So yes, that's exactly what will happen.
Well, you're talking about, I mean, I would think that that those commissioners go to their representative town boards and lay out the cards and say, where are you people, so they can come back
with
this board.
Which I can do. I mean, I'm reporting for Rushford. Jean reports for Kane Media.
I
can't
film today, but I couldn't mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Isn't that why you guys sit on this board?
Yeah.
Correct. Well, then do your job.
That's my two cents. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Do you want me to go ahead and talk to the
Rushford?
Not until Bill comes.
Bill's here.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. I want a full board.
Can I make a point? A municipality would not be guilty of voter fraud. A voter is guilty of voter fraud.
Okay.
Like John Doe, when he first registers, he registers as John Doe, and then later on he decides, well, I need to put this in a family trust to protect myself, so he does that. If he doesn't notify the ballot clerks or the municipality, he comes in and signs as John Doe, he's committing voter fraud. The ballot clerks are not responsible for that. The municipality is not responsible for that. The individual signing their name is responsible for that.
Do we not, knowing that certain individuals are, should we not notify them in some way, shape, or form of their...
We can, but we're not responsible for whether they come in and try to vote
then,
or sign their name.
Then I think we should just, out of courtesy, notify them.
I agree.
Is the cards that these people filled out, are they filled out in their names, or are they filled out in the corporation's name?
Individual names.
How could she possibly know?
That's what I mean, you know. And I don't think anybody who has an LLC or a trust or anything, not a one of them on this lake, I do not believe they knowingly committed fraud.
And I don't, I'm not, that's not what I'm saying.
No, I know you're not. I just wanted to make that clear. Right. I don't think anybody's intention was to
defraud us.
Defraud.
I don't really believe that it was. I just thought it should be our responsibility to inform them that they are.
I agree.
That's how are we going to do that?
Yeah.
We don't have her go through.
We don't know.
But I don't even know all of them.
Right. That's my point.
I really don't.
But I mean, at the same
There's
time, Bill,
trust,
right,
I don't
if it's
know.
An LLC, then the property should have been transferred from that person to the LLC because it's an entirely different entity.
True.
So, I mean, we can only catch what we can catch.
That's true. That's right.
And I see we're not a police force.
Exactly. Right. Not for that.
Don't want to touch that.
I would think they'd like to come up with
There's a question.
And then said, how about putting it in newsletters?
Yeah,
there's an informational thing saying, if you are an LLC,
That's
be aware
idea.
Of the fact that
you're committing voter fraud
That's
fine. Mm-hmm. And then
we did not write.
Pardon?
And we did not write
that. Okay. Anything else under new business?
What were you going to say to me about your meeting down there?
With?
Polling.
Oh. Simply, I mean, basically what Charlie was doing was explaining to the town boards what we were trying to do. Okay.
Town boards or to the town supervisors,
The two supervisors and Dave Pullen and Charlie had an associate there with them.
Okay, so it was Pullen, Stockton, and Brazier.
Mm-hmm.
No other town board members?
No.
Okay.
Basically, Charlie just told them what we were trying to do. And...
Mike knew what we were trying to do. He sat right here. No, he did. He sat right here.
Get into that with you.
Well,
okay.
I don't like somebody who's trying to deny you.
Well, Pullen's contention is we already have the power. The town's offered, Rushford offered Gary as enforcer.
You were at the meeting with Canada when Pullen sat right there and said you didn't. When he kept shooting.
Well, he said in public that we didn't. I asked him twice.
So is he saying that if someone's in violation of district policy, that we could have Mr. Clinton arrested?
Yes. After we duly notify them that they're in violation of district policy.
In both townships?
And if they... No.
No.
And if they go on district property, they're committing trespass, and then they can be...
But don't you have to revoke?
No. Why would we want to get into all that? I don't understand that.
What? Why what, Jim?
Why would we want to get into what?
Sure. You might better talk to them, choose a board rather than...
Well, yes, we agree, Gene, yes.
This is the last resort.
We're not a police board, we're trying to make things equal for everybody in the...
And this is the, it was just like the legislation. The legislation was designed to be the resort, last resort. Same way with this, this is last resort.
Most people, after time, will...
Yes.
Right, yes.
They may not want to, but they eventually will. I mean, it's, you get the police force involved, it's too far out from you.
But at the same time, you know, we have had an increase...
Right, we have had some bad infractions.
And an increase in those infractions. Yeah.
So if you, you know, if you don't prepare yourself for the eventuality...
It's a last resort.
Yes, it's always has been designed as a last resort.
I think we wanted the, my understanding of the fines that were in there were to get people's attention. For example, I can walk off my deck and walk 5 feet and be on district property. I mean, how would Mr. Clinton enforce that every day? I mean, I don't, how do you enforce me not trespassing on district property when it's 5 feet away?
We're talking about being seen. Yeah.
So we're going to expect...
This is nuts. Yes, it is.
Right.
We're talking about docks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'd say to Mr.
I mean,
this
I can understand
nuts.
That.
But it's the same way in regular life. I mean, you have to see someone committing a crime.
Did they have a problem with levying fines?
Obviously.
The fines can be actually levied by the judge. That's how you get somebody into court and let the judge levy the fines.
So it's a subjective thing. The judge could charge them $25.
Or whatever, yeah.
Well, there's a minimum charge.
Is there a minimum charge?
Oh, yeah. It's like... The state surcharge is like $55. Right. Plus a minimum. And there's a minimum and a maximum on the fines. And state laws, I don't think there's a... minimum fine now under $100, $75.
Well, the only thing I'd say is we had a very unusual thing happen the last couple of years, and a $55 fine would not have stopped it, or a $175 fine would not have stopped it, or at least brought a quicker negotiation. And that's not, it doesn't matter who was right or wrong in that or whatever, it's just that, you know, we needed the parties to get together to negotiate. And that took a hell of a long time.
All I will say is it took
almost $100,000 in legal fees.
I am just grateful that the towns now have come around to offering police help.
That situation we all lived through would not have... This, what they're proposing, wouldn't have made a bit of difference.
I agree with you.
Wouldn't have made
Actually, I think, isn't there also a jail sentence for trespass?
And or.
Mm-hmm. So there could actually be jail.
And if you're in front of the judge and he says you will not step foot on such and such a property, the next time you do, he's going to send you to jail.
And sometimes jail is worse than a fine. For certain individuals, still.
But that, again, New York State, they've got you.
Again, to me, that's a subjective thing. That's a decision that a judge has to make. Mm-hmm. If we have a resolution that's been passed and seconded and approved by everyone that needed to approve it, the fine is as clear as day. The judge would have to impose that fine.
It's a moot point, Bill. Ain't going to happen.
I really believe right now, the way things have gone with this committee, we have a better chance for this deal than we've had with anything that's happened in the past.
I agree.
I
think so, too. And I know, I am working to...
You've got somebody on this committee that's outside the board.
Right.
That has some smarts, all of them, and know what's going on in the lake. I honestly think, we talked about this last meeting, did this thing a year to see how it works. And then do something different at that time.
Right, exactly. I think, give it a chance.
I mean, this committee is, in my opinion, is...
The best thing that's happened.
It is.
It is.
Actually, what we're trying to do is actually is keep the property of the lake value up by keeping...
I realize that.
We're not trying to hurt anyone, and we don't want to hurt anyone.
There's no reason for this board to hurt anyone.
We don't want to hurt anyone.
No reason we think we should, really.
Right. I'm sure that we're going to give everyone every opportunity possible.
We have to take into consideration the other 95% of the people on the lake. And this committee is also open to that, too. I think we give this a chance before we really get involved. A town of Candy or a town of Rushford. Put on some more laws and all this crap, which we can't enforce in the second place. Give this thing, goodwill thing, a chance to work.
See, I believe, like, if someone's in violation, we'll send them a letter. Then, if they don't reply, send them another letter and say, this is your last letter that you're going to get, and we're going to give you 90 days to correct the problem. If it's not correct, we'll give them a good 6 months, correct? We were talking about a certain amount of time. And then, after that, then we will tape off the dock.
And I think...
And then, after that, they'll be trusted. Well, we're going to give them plenty of...
Sending letters, too, I want return receipt requested. That's the only way we've got proof, and that's a legal...
We've got a deal right on the day tonight.
Exactly.
We don't know whether they ever got the letter or they ever...
Exactly.
He claims he didn't, we claim he did.
Yep.
Well, the problem with return receipt, if you see it, you don't have to pick it up.
Well, if they don't pick it up, that's their problem.
Yeah.
Then it comes back.
But we're still, you know, we can try, I mean, it doesn't work to do it, but I'm saying the people...
We have proof that we tried.
We tried, exactly.
Guys are all violently agreeing with you, everybody, why don't we move on?
You just have a paper trail.
I'll just wait to make one more statement.
Yeah.
The fines were there for a reason. Otherwise, you're going to go out there, Dave, with a squirt gun.
Well, I think if you set a press, someone sees their dock taped off around a lake, and the word's going to get around.
I'm referring to the issue we've dealt with for the last 2 years. And you could have taped that property in a ball of tape, and it would have made a darn bit of difference.
But now we're going to enforce that, correct? Gary, he's going to enforce everything. On this, I don't know about the Canadian side. I'm hoping we can...
We're all law-abiding.
Everything deserves a chance.
All right, well...
I just wanted to make the point the fines were put in there for a reason. Because we thought that would be a way of solving some of these problems sooner than they have been solved in the past.
Right.
Can I say something here? If you're not going to enforce these, you're just wasting everybody's time.
Absolutely.
Everybody's time. Because I've mentioned it to Rhonda lots of times. I come in here so damn disgusted because years gone by. I've got nothing against anybody in this room. Doesn't make any difference to me. I feel bad for all you people that are paying taxes on the lake. I earn most of my living at the lake, doing work around the lake. And as far as I'm concerned, Rushford would dry up and blow away if it wasn't for the lake people. They're getting the short end of the stick most of the time as far as the town goes. But if you're not going to enforce this, we've had these regulations, I don't know how long ago you gave me them regulations, Rhonda. And I've seen so many times where the committee, regardless of who it was, come and look at a job and... There's no way. It don't even look like the drawings and the wording that I have. And it passed. How in the hell did that pass?
Most of the time, what happened there is that we didn't see what you got. That's why we put this into effect.
Well, that's this because all I'm saying, Rick, right, is if you're not going to enforce it, right, then you're wasting everyone's time.
See? Here's a break wall request. We got a picture of a break wall. That's it.
Right.
So that, in the past, that would have gotten approved, and this guy would have done whatever he wanted. And you're absolutely right.
Here's what I got. Was these break wall standards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't hand that to the person that's applying for the, they have no idea what, how you want it done.
We're intending to do that.
We're intending to do that.
And that's what I'm saying, is they need to abide by that.
You're absolutely right. And that's why...
That's not fair to me either, because I abide by these every step of the way. You can ask Rhonda. I don't do nothing without stopping here.
And if that permit is submitted to us, okay, with a drawing, bill of materials, okay, and a sketch, we're going to be able to determine right from the application that it meets those standards. That's what that's designed to do.
But what I'm saying is we've always had these for years now.
But they weren't enforced.
Right, exactly.
That's what we're...
If you're not going to enforce them.
We're going to try to enforce them. We're not going to call up the militia every 3 days. We're going to try to work through these problems. Let's move on, kids. Yeah.
Well, in the past, most people think you're kidding. It's a joke. The Lake District is a joke.
Then we'll put a little tape around them, and those people that want to... we'll take it down, we'll put it up again, and then we'll get the gunfire out.
It's not fair to you people. It's not fair to me. I have to follow those guidelines. And the next guy's using rough cut lumber that he bought from the Amish to build his break wall out of, and a garage door cable, instead of galvanized cables and fasteners and pressure treated stuff. That's not fair to me. I can't compete with him. And it's not fair to you guys, because you guys are supposed to be building it the proper way.
Right. You're absolutely
right. It needs to be enforced.
Yes. And unless all that's part of the initial request, it's going open.
Okay, we're going to go forward here. We've got a lot on our plate. Okay, under committees, I am working with several individuals on the Social and Recreation Committee.
I added opinion for Hutton's Bay under new business.
No, you didn't. Oh, okay, all right. The zoning board, district opinion. What do they want from us, Rick?
They wanted an opinion from us with regards to the proposed restaurants.
The zoning period.
Is this something we want to run past our lawyer first?
I don't think so.
I don't see why we gotta have a word of that. We can't vote, give an opinion or vote on anything when it's under litigation. We can't.
Okay.
All right. But I mean, so, we need to formulate, you know what I mean? If that's what our opinion's gonna be, is that we can give no opinion because we're currently in litigation, then that's what needs to be our opinion.
Okay, is there a motion?
I won't make a motion. We can't do anything about it while it's under litigation. Until that's settled, then we can give an opinion.
Is there a second?
Second, yeah.
Okay. All in favor, and I abstain, by the way.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Now, can we go to my committee? Mm-hmm. Okay. What we are planning, a Welcome Back to the Lake Day up at the Dam Park. Not D-A-M-N, but the Dam, Park. And, I'm hoping to get the Cuba Rushford seniors involved in like an ice cream social. Maybe we can get some of the businesses from the towns to come in and maybe even have little booths or whatever so that people around the lake know what's available, maybe some information. And at that welcome back to the, I'm thinking of doing this the weekend of Memorial Day, maybe Saturday or Sunday. And I would like to get some of the people from Canyadea, some of the people from Rushford involved. I know it's Canyadea's 100? No. What birthday?
100 or 200.
200.
You're right.
Maybe we can get them involved. The Bicentennial Committee from Canyadea. And at that time, I'd like to either dedicate the park to Bob Dierstein's memory or have some kind of memorial service for him. So this is all in rough form, but I think we can move ahead on this, and I think it's a way to build bridges with the towns. So if anybody has any suggestions, please let me know.
I can give you equipment right now. Memorial Day, most people have family and friends in town. You'll have a hard time getting them up there.
You think?
I would guess.
Even if we have
ice cream? I'll come up. I'll send my dogs up.
Maybe we can do it the weekend before.
Doesn't it? I mean, the lake really gets under motion in the middle of May, actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or before the middle of May.
So maybe before, the weekend before Memorial Day?
Well, I'm not saying a date. I'm just trying to think when people actually get under motion.
You're right.
I mean, people open up Memorial Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Open up?
Yeah.
So maybe we'll want it the weekend after. Yeah.
I hate to throw cold water on this, but and I think it's a great idea, but we sure as hell didn't put in the 2008 budget that we're going to do anything like this.
No, we didn't.
So my feeling is, I think it's a great idea. I think you can start to make your plans for it and then put it in a budget and put it at a public hearing and let all the taxpayers know that you're going to spend whatever.
Well,
I
was going to volunteer to pay the postage myself to get the flyers out to the community. And well, I was hoping we could get it into our newsletter. I don't see where there's going to be any cost other than Bob Dierstein's sign, and if we have the Cuba Rushford seniors come over and, you know, sell ice cream as a fundraiser, I really don't think there's going to be much cost.
I'm just saying that,
yeah, I know.
You know, you present a budget in public,
right?
And there was certainly nothing in that budget for anything like that.
No, and I was not going to ask for budgeted money.
Okay.
Possibly we can get some donations.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to cost anything. Other than postage, which if I have to get the postage,
I just like a budget to mean something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want to spend all that time on it. And, mm-hmm. It's not worth the paper it's written on.
Oh, I agree.
So,
we have to check with the insurance as well. Responsive events.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea, but I'm just saying that's why we have a budget. That's why we have a public hearing to present that budget.
Mm-hmm.
And,
no, and I wasn't asking for any money, was I, Bill?
No, but I'm just saying, I feel that it could come to that. We don't know what it's going to cost. We're just sitting here right now, and we don't know.
We can check into the insurance. If the insurance doesn't cover it, then we'll look for another site, maybe a private person. But, I think we need to do something to build bridges and to... I know that Line Lake does a lot of things. Cuba Lake has their yacht club, and they do a lot of social events, and I think it'd be nice if Rushford did the same thing.
Yeah, but a yacht club does not have public funds. I don't believe that's usually sponsored by dues of its members. I mean, these are taxes for tax revenue.
I'm not saying I'm using taxes.
And I thought that's what the landowners was for.
I have a comment on that.
Yes.
I really do believe that's what the Landowners Association is for. I don't really think that it's time that people on this board need to spend. And now you're saying you're going to hit up some of the local business establishments. You know, we're knocking on their door already. Now you got somebody else knocking on it. And I really think the landowners tries hard to do activities on the lake that foster, I know, especially under my presidency, that was one of the goals that I had, was to strengthen community ties, and I think we were very successful in doing that.
Well, I'm just
saying...
But I
don't understand your issue with strengthening your relationship with the town, because it is different than the Landowners Association.
Well, I just think that we need to build some bridges with the town's people.
I wasn't going to say anything until you said Lime Lake and the other ones, and those would be their cottage owners associations, just like the landowners association.